So thank you, Hamza, and thank you everyone for this valuable and relevant meeting and occasion to exchange our experiences. So I'm Zuhuru Amara. I'm an assistant professor in public law at the University of Legal, Political and Social Sciences of Tunis. And today I will talk about the Tunisian civil society and the social and solidarity economy. So supporting citizens' initiative and reducing economic inequalities. So associations are defined as entities based on a system of values, standards, behaviors, and actions, and diverse activities. They differ from one another in terms of their missions, orientations, activities, and goals. So associations are social systems and units within the social civil space, playing roles and assigning themselves tasks according to their objectives. So in the context of their activities, they promote values and principles and provide social and economic contribution and services. In the Tunisian law, specifically the Article 2 of Decree number 88, Organizing Tunisian Associations, issued in 2011, defines an association as an agreement between two or more persons who work permanently to achieve objectives excluding profit making. So this definition includes two main points. First, that an association is a voluntary gathering of similar people and a manifestation of a prior agreement. And second, that an association is established for purposes other than the distribution of profits. So this definition also maintains the basic points found in the law regulating association issued in 1959 and amended in 1988. So association represents a fabric of voluntary organizations covering a wide range of issues, concerns, and interests that reflect the diversity of citizens' values, ideas, and affiliation. Through individual affiliation to association, differ according to each person's social, economic, and political status, as well as their beliefs, psychological readiness, and social worth. Membership in associations is an expression of a psychological and social need, signifying a desire to participate, build relationships, and exchange ideas among individuals. From this perspective, all social actors within civil society institutions express diverse visions and forms of solidarity and action, contributing to economic and social developments and engaging in combating poverty, illiteracy, and employment. These visions and collective wills were directly liberated following the Tunisian Revolution, which greatly opened up opportunities for community and civil participation. The issuance of Decree number 88 in 2011 played a significant role in encouraging the establishment of association and civil organizations. This decree provided the freedom that rights-based associations established before the revolution had long fought to establish. So civil society institutions play a significant role in the development process across its various dimensions, drawing their approaches and concepts from the economic, social, and cultural rights articulated in the 1966 International Covenants. It's noteworthy that associations have increasingly assumed an economic and social role through their diverse projects and role. The issuance of the United Nations Declaration of the Right to Development in 1968 and the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals for 2030 have highlighted the role of civil society in the development process and given this topic greater importance. Notably, the 1986 United Nations Declaration moved away from the linear concept of development, where the human being was an element contributing to economic growth, and adopted a new approach where the human being is central to development in all its human, social, and economic dimensions. Development has been defined as an economic, cultural, and political process aimed at the advancement of all people relying to their free and active participation. It should be noted that the general policy of employment in Tunisia, especially after 2011, has focused on adopting the mechanism of civil and voluntary service contracts, which has recognized associations for their ability to absorb labor with a salary and for their economic role in integrating the unemployed and reducing unemployment rates. This program or operational mechanism has encouraged job seekers, especially those with higher education degrees, to train in professional and voluntary life and integrate into active life through working within association. The civil service contract allows association and professional organization to all kinds, including cooperatives, providing actual and specific activities to sign civil service contracts with, and here I will cite what's the law is saying, first-time job seekers of Tunisian nationalities registered at employment and self-employment offices, holders of high education degrees whose period of unemployment has exceeded 1 year since the date of obtaining their academic degree or equivalent. It has been observed that 5,000 associations have created more than 36,000 jobs through fixed term contracts, CDD, for young graduates, and the number of beneficiaries of these contracts reached 92,000 over a 4 year period between 2014 and 2017. So civil society associations play an important role for protection, commitment, accompaniment, and social intervention, such as various activities conducted by associations active in women's rights and combating violence against them. It focuses on women's solidarity, listening service, psychological support, legal accompaniment, justice, access, and social intervention for female victims of violence, exclusion, and marginalization. The Tunisian Association for Democratic Women, one of the oldest associations providing the services, established a center of listening and guidance for women victims of violence since 1993. This center was established in response to the increasing phenomenon of violence and human rights violations against women and in alignment with international developments, especially the 1993 United Nations Conference in Vienna, which affirmed that women's human rights are an integral part of human rights. This center represents the culmination of the association efforts and focus on this topic, which has been a significant part of its activity since its inception. Post 2011, the association broadened its activities related to combating gender-based violence and established three additional centers in Sousse, Sfax, and Kirouan. In 2022, they provided care and legal accompaniment services to 1,000 new women in addition to ongoing cases. Also, various activities carried out by various associations in the field of defending economic and social rights, for example, the Shanti Association and its activity for civil society in 2022 and the first quarter of 2023, they ensured that 46 projects and micro projects were funded mainly in the sectors of agriculture, tourism, handicrafts, and personal services. Additionally, associations like Jusur for Citizenship, the Association of Democratic Women, and the Tunisian Women's Association for Research on Development organized multiple activities around specific issues encompassing the economic and social aspects of women's lives. The Tunisian Association of Democratic Women established an economic and social rights community within its structure, with focused on topics like unemployment among higher education degree holders. In 2019, it conducted a study on employment programs and professional integration mechanism and established an observatory which receives women victims of economic violence and arbitrary dismissal. This observatory provides them with legal guidance, case follow-up, and accompaniment to relevant government entities, including labor incorporatives, in coordination with the Tunisian General Labor Union. The law number 30 of 2020 relating to the social and solidarity economy, dated on June 30, came into effect after years-long legislative process and following pressure from the Tunisian General Labor Union and civil associations advocating for economic and social rights. This is confirmed by the open letter addressed by 100 Tunisian civil society figures to the President of the Republic on May 7, 2020, urging the acceleration to the acceleration of the law enactment and the adoption of the social and solidarity economy. This advocacy for this alternative economy economic model is significant, especially considering that the number of small economic societies established by association reached 19,000, employing more than 10,000 individuals before the law insurance in June 2020. This is an important indicator despite the challenges, setbacks, and continuous marginalization faced by the social and solidarity economics sector. Despite the challenges in implementing the law regulating the social and solidarity economy and its current omission from state development plans, associations continue to demand its adoption and call for the issuance of regulatory laws. The efforts of association in supporting social economic societies, which from part of the dispersed social and solidarity economy system are ongoing. For example, the Tunisian Women's Association for Research on Development succeeded in establishing two economic projects in 2021 for economically marginalized women and victims of violence. The first project, formed by 30 women who had suffered abuse and were sheltered by the association at the Amman Center, safety or security center, let's say, the Amman Center in Sidi Thabet, received training on confectionery and pastries. With the association's support, they established a cooperative named Idayet, Little Hands, in Sidi Thabet. The second project consists of women victims of economic marginalization and includes 30 women who, supported by the association, founded a cooperative named Gazela in the region of Matar, specializing in the preparation of food products, couscous, roasted grains, etc., made from corn and wheat. The Tunisian civil society play a crucial role into socio-economic inclusion, a fact that the Tunisian authorities need to recognize and integrate into their strategic planning for sustainable development. Civil society organizations, especially associations, have been instrumental in addressing various socio-economic challenges. These include defending economic and social rights, combating violence against women, and supporting marginalized community. Key points illustrating this role are creation of employment opportunities, advocacy for social and solidarity economic economy, supporting marginalized group, and holistic approach to development. So Tunisian authorities, recognizing the significant contribution of civil society, should collaborate closely with these organization, implementing common strategy that leverage the strength of civil society can lead to more effective job creation, safeguarding of socio-economic rights, and ensuring sustainable development. So this collaboration can harness the innovative approaches and grassroots connections of civil society, making socio-economic policies more inclusive and impactful. So it was like some examples, but there is a lot of other examples showing showing the role, the important role that civil society organizations that they are playing in the socio-economic life in Tunisia. And especially when we talk about the civil society organization, we talk mainly about young people and about people with a higher degree of education who are trying to find some other ways or to figure out how to make the labor, let's say, area more productive and more more, let's say, with more solidarity.